today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, what do you get when you put Harris, Herb, and Peter together on one episode?
I don't know. What do you get when you put Harris, Herb, and Peter together on one episode?
The same song pick. Patrick, one thing we forgot to mention this week is we should thank the people who did guest episodes for us.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely.
We had, in December, including just this past week, we had two weeks of guest episodes where listeners, we put the call out on social media and listeners stepped up and they recorded episodes to fill in a couple of weeks when we, you know, were busy around the holidays and such. And, they were wonderful. Wonderful. I always love it.
How amazing were those episodes? They're great. They're always, you know, a topic that you and I probably would never think of outside right. of, you know, our normal routines with the podcast. And, man, everyone's so passionate. And, gosh, we can't thank those people enough for putting those together.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you very much for everyone who did that. Or mentioned that. Okay. Now, the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We're the people you normally hear. And sorry for that. And we're now going to get back into the listener favorites from 2021. And we're going to have three calls today, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The first caller today, Patrick, has brand new theme music recorded by other listeners.
Sweet. That's one of the greatest things about this very special community is that we started doing this. So it's awesome.
Eins, zwei, Polizei. Drei, vier, Offizier. Fünf, sechs, alte Hex. Sieben, acht, Harris King.
About Wolford College whilst watching baseball and enduring the withering disdain of his cat Dreyfus. The Braves are his team, and sometimes his new music picks are brave too.
Right, bravo, right?
That was outstanding. So great. Man, I felt like I was cruising down the Autobahn there toward Freiburg. So good.
Right, so that was recorded by Niklas Nygaard and Stephen Routledge.
Awesome.
And they collaborated on that. It was based on a call out we made last time Harris was on. We said he really needs theme music.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Harris spent some time in Germany and is a big fan of, you know, krautrock type music and stuff like that. So, and other things as well. But anyway, that music that they put together really fits, I think, with his interests, his personality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely feel the beat. And the spoken overtones are just fantastic. It's really great. Really great.
That's wonderful. Okay, now let's get to Harris's call.
Hi, Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Harrison, South Carolina. I'm calling about my favorite song and my favorite album of 2021. I pretty much have my list ready for this year, my favorite songs and my favorite records. And I was trying to figure out what was my ultimate favorite, and I decided it's the two different things that just made me happy, that I got super excited about when I discovered they existed. The song is Like I Used To, and it's from Sharon Bennett and Angel Olsen. And I remember when my wife texted me from her upstairs office to my downstairs office that it existed. And she had some heart emojis, and I thought it was great. I called in about that. And the song is amazing. Their voices work so well together. The song is so well written. And, of course, please, please, Sharon and Angel, we need more songs. We need a whole record from you. Great stuff. My favorite album of the year. I just called in about November New Music, and it's the Krautrock record, Motric, and the name of the record is Moon, the Cosmic Electrics of Motric. I remember when I heard this, maybe back in October, it was on Apple playlist, a new music playlist, and I heard the song, one of the songs, I'm like, wow, this is great. When is the record coming out? And when it came out a month or so later, I had it on my calendar. My wife and I were driving to Pittsburgh that Friday to go see a friend of mine who was celebrating his 50th birthday, and we played it a couple times on that long drive from South Carolina to Pennsylvania. Just great record. It makes me so happy. I got excited about it when it came out, when we listened to it on the drive. When I got back to South Carolina, I immediately purchased it on Bandcamp. And so, as you can tell, it makes me happy, just like the song does as well. Can't wait to hear everybody else's selections, and keep rocking the suburbs.
Right, there you go. That is Streamline by Motric from the album Moon, the Cosmic Electrics of Motric.
Very nice. This is pretty fresh, pretty recent, because Harris picked it, as he said, recently on New Music. And it's got all the classic elements of that krautrock sound, Jim. And I love that effect. I'm not exactly sure what it is on the vocals, whether it's some kind of phaser or whatever it is. It's really awesome. And just gives you that sense of speed and depth and, kind of a focus point in the distance that you're heading toward. It's really nice.
So now that you've heard his pick for his favorite album, that theme music makes even more sense,
oh,
right?
Totally. It really does. Yeah. What a segue, man. If we had the two turntables, we could just fade it in
Go
back to it. It would be awesome.
Yep. Okay. Now, he mentioned the Sharon Van Etten, Angel Olsen song, and we're going to hold off on playing that, and there's a reason for that today.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to the next caller.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns and Suburbs Pod audience. It's Herb from New Jersey with my favorite music picks of 2021. As much as I enjoyed releases from Parquet Courts and Mdou Mokhtar and Fruit Bats, my top album pick has to go with Ciara Ferrell with Long Time Coming. Every time I've been listening to it, I just find a new song that becomes like my favorite on the album. It's just one great slice of Americana after another. And as far as my song of the year, though, it has to also, I guess you can call it my earworm of the year, because I've woken up in the middle of the night and it's I'm thinking about that song is from Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen with Like I Used To. That just randomly pops into my head throughout the day every once in a while, and it's I guess that makes it my song of the year. So I'm looking forward to listening to everybody else's choices, and hope you have a great new year, and talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, so another vote for the Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen song, like
yep.
I used to.
Yep.
But we're going to hold off a little bit longer on that one.
Okay.
So just wait, just wait. Let's get back to his album of the year. That is Long Time Coming by Sierra Farrell, and let's hear the song In Dreams. All right, that is very nice.
Lovely.
Who would you compare that to? What would you say, Patrick? Is that,
you know, it's interesting. I think there are some elements of what you might call classic country music with the fiddle and mm-hmm. all that. It reminds me a little bit of Iris DeMint, who's an artist that kind of does mm-hmm. something similar yeah. where the palette is fairly simple, and it's really you're allowing her voice and her melody and words to carry the day. But yeah, it's, you know, something like that. Really nice. I mean, really appealing, and it just the power of the simplicity of that is
yeah.
really there's a lot to it. Yeah.
That's what I like. It seems to go back to that old, that tradition of just like country, where it was even sort of folkier back in yep. you know back in you know decades ago, right? So really nice.
It's one of those records too, you know, where you could sort of envision in your mind everybody around one microphone, and you know,
yeah.
just the fiddle player stepping up when it's a solo, and her stepping back up to yeah. sing, and you know, they would hold their guitar up to the mic when it was, you know, kind of everybody playing. But I can definitely hear that. And just want to say thanks to Herb for calling in and all his participation in the community. It was so great hanging out with Herb on night one of Suburbs Fest this year, because he drove down from New Jersey, and that was so cool. That made me feel so good.
I loved it.
It was awesome hanging out with him over there at Settle Down Easy. So great to meet you, Herb, in person, and look forward to hanging out with you again.
Stick around longer next time, Herb.
That's right.
We missed you on the other nights.
Got to take some days off work. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Next up here, the third caller.
Hello again, Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. I'm Peter Nordgren, coming to you as always from beautiful and snowy Cornucopia, Wisconsin, here to share an album and a single from 2021. The album I'll recommend comes from my part of the world. It's Hey What by Low, the band from up on the Central Hillside in Duluth, Minnesota. I see it's on a number of best of the year lists. It impresses me the way Al Sparhawk and Mimi Parker have stretched the boundaries of sound, making a statement about what 2021 has been for many of us. The track Days Like These was a monthly pick on the podcast, so I'll recommend instead listening to I Can Wait.
Okay, I Can Wait by Low from the album Hey What. Low is a really great group.
Oh yeah,
that's all. That's what I want to say. Mm-hmm. I just think what they do, they just do it so well. But what they do is kind of hard to describe.
Yeah, exactly. That's well said. I mean, they, you know, Alan and Mimi have been doing it for so long together that they've developed like this sense between them that's, you know, almost this unspoken magic that when they go to make music together, it just comes out that way because they've been doing it for so long. You're exactly right. And this is one of my favorites. I actually chose that song for my new music pick a few months back. And it's great that Peter also likes it. And glad he's still up there in Cornucopia listening every day. That means a lot. It's good to hear from you, Peter.
Very good. Okay. Now, Peter did continue the call, so let's get back to that.
Okay.
The single I'm recommending is The Incredible Accomplishment by Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen, Like I Used To. The sound is Ronnie Spector meets Lucinda Williams in a song that's just about a powerful aching for something lost. Sadly, it seems this is a one-off, and there won't be an album anytime soon. So let's keep on appreciating this unique recording. Have a better 2022, everyone. I'm Peter Nordgren on the icy shores of Lake Superior.
Okay, finally, we get to listen to this song.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Great.
Like I Used To, Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen, everyone. Three people picked that as their song of the year.
Yeah, and I don't know, if you can say it any better than Ronnie Spector meets Lucinda Williams. I mean, that really does sum it up. And just got to echo those statements that, hey, ladies, where's the full album? I know you're busy, but come on.
All right, this has been great.
Wonderful.
We have more calls tomorrow with different songs.
Keep them coming.
All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all then.
Yeah, how's my hair?